Blog Talk Radio.
We invite you to listen to the Crystal Chanel Show every Sunday on blogtalkradio.com. You can listen in from 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. The call-in number is 347-850-8557. That's 347-850-8557. Listen live online at blogtalkradio.com/The Crystal Chanel Show and check out our website at www.crystalchanelministries.com. That's crystalchanelministries.com.
Good evening. This is Rachel Miller, your host, and I'm the host of Straight Talk, and we're doing the Crystal Chanel Show. And I'm here tonight with an author, Cinnamon Morant, all the way from Columbia, South Carolina. Hey, Cinnamon, how you doing?
Great. How are you?
I am wonderful. Let's talk a little bit about Meet the Authors. And let me state, we are at Meet the Authors, the Residence Inn in Norcross, Georgia. Now, this is your first Meet the Authors with us, Cinnamon. Can you tell me, was it up to your expectations or, you know, what you expect? Just tell me how you feel about it.
Well, it actually met my expectation and more because we not only got a chance to talk about our book, but we got a chance to impart into other women and other people and even to the point of praying for people that had needs. So it was way beyond what I expected, and I was also blessed. So I came to a point of, committing myself more to Christ from it as well.
Amen. Now, that's good because it encouraged me even the more, too, to just run on and to do what God is calling me to do. And I just enjoyed it myself so much. Go ahead and tell the people what your book, the name of your book is.
The name of my book is Generational Overcomers, No More Silence.
No More Silence. Okay, so you decided to come out and to open your voice and talk about your personal experience. Is this about your personal experiences?
It is.
Okay. And, of course, you know, the name is great. Mm-hmm. Generational Curses, No Overcomers mm-hmm. of Generational Curses. We know that there's so many things going out and issues in family members. We like to call it dysfunctional.
Yes.
And we don't want to get into it's a curse.
Yes.
Well, crazy is a curse, too. So dysfunctional, overcoming these generational things that's running down in our families. What is one key thing you want to leave with the listeners?
One thing I want to tell people is to persevere. We all have different issues and things that we're dealing with, and it's so easy to just give up and, you know, think that we're the only ones that are dealing with the issues. And when we get like that, we begin to develop unhealthy emotional states, you know, isolating ourselves. We develop fear. We develop trust issues. So persevere, you know, seek out information. If you're dealing with generational curses, you know, from poverty to anger to abuse, you know, seek out people that you can talk to, and not only people you can talk to, but information, the internet, books, CDs. It's full of information if you really want the help. So, you know, you have to be the best you and show up in life. And when you're not the best you, it affects all of your relationships, you know, from mm-hmm. your kids to with your family to extended relationships to job relationships. So you want to be the best you, so just seek out whatever it takes to get there.
Okay, that's good. I know that you said that you had some personal issues mm-hmm. with an uncle
yes.
in your life that was the cause of a lot of this stuff here. Mm-hmm. And I know that a lot of people deal with it. It's either someone in their family or a friend of a family member, or, you know, sometimes just strangers will come up and violate us. So is there anything that you want to say to the listeners that may help them kind of spot these things, or something that you might want to say about how to react when it happens to you?
Mm-hmm. One thing I can say is just like the enemy, he preys on the weak. A lot of times, especially what I've found too, single-parent homes or kids that are less protected a lot of times.
Mm-hmm.
People prey on those type kids as well. Adults know that kids have a sense of authority or respect for them. So a lot of times, you know, you teach your kids early. I know we don't want to have mm-hmm. the conversation about good touch, bad touch with our kids early, but that's a good thing to begin to have the good touch, bad touch. If someone violates you or you feel uncomfortable, you know, tell your kids to leave from around the situation, make sure they tell. And also, first, like, I'm a single parent, and when you're dating someone, make sure you tell your kids about crawling in there, you know, sitting in a man's lap, or, you know, how to conduct themselves. Because a lot of times what I've seen, especially with my daughter, if I'm showing affection with the man, sometimes she wants to show that same affection, but she doesn't understand that, wait, you know, let me, you know, teach you how to conduct yourself with him. You know, that's not really your dad, so, you know, you see me showing affection to him, but you can't show the same type of affection.
Exactly.
So kids will mimic things, not even realize that they're mimicking, you know, an adult relationship sometimes.
Exactly.
And teaching your kids that, because it's not only girls that are violated, boys are violated as well. So teaching your boys that as well, and just watching people around your kids.
Right.
Watch them. Don't be afraid to watch them, and if you feel that they're saying something or doing something inappropriate to your kids, don't be afraid to call it out.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. That's good advice. Let's talk a little bit about Meet the Authors on tonight. We had a great crowd, and everyone was really into it and participating. We had a lot of participation going on. And how did you feel about being able to stand there and talk about your book, one, and then, two, being able to answer questions that the audience is asking?
I felt really good, because what it did was show me how much God has grown me and matured me, where at one point I didn't have those answers. I was still just seeking those answers for myself, and it showed me that how much I have overcome. So, you know, now, you know, how when it talks about Peter, said when, you know, when Satan desires you to stick you as weak, but after you have come through, you know, turn around and strengthen your brothers. So now I just thank God that I have the ability to go back and strengthen someone else with my experiences.
That is so awesome. I mean, you covered a lot of areas on tonight. I heard you say, you know, even having desires for women when you were younger and everything. And see, and I think that is good, because that's a prime example, is you can have a desire for something or someone that doesn't make you who society say you are. And I mean, I'm looking at you now, you were a law enforcement officer, and I mean, nobody, this is what I love about God, nobody would be able to tell you what you've been through from the way you look. God, that's an overcomer. When you look at someone and you can't tell their story on their face and in their life, that's an overcomer. And I thank you for sharing that with us, because it really helped a lot of people in here. I mean, we had people, we shared some tears, we shared some laughter, and we shared testimonies, and it was just so awesome.
It was awesome.
And so I would want to know, going forward, when you leave here, Meet the Authors, and the experience that you had, when you get back home to Columbia, South Carolina, you know, your next speaking engagement, what is it that you want to make sure you're able to share this point going forward?
Well, one thing I know for sure is I'm going to consecrate myself more, because now today made me understand even more the responsibility that I was given with the anointing that I carry. So one thing I would do for myself before I speak, before anyone else again, is consecrate myself more, because I want to be able to really pour into people what God wants them to have. So when I go out, I want to hear God. So when I hear God, I can give it to the people so that they can be delivered.
Yes, and Cinnamon, that was really great. Tonight when you started out, you said, look, I want to pray first because I want to hear what God has me to say to you guys before I get started. And I think that was very important because we can tell that God is the head of your life and that you are led by him. You know, you're not just, you know, I'm an orphan, I'm going to do it whatever my way. You want to do it Christ's way. And that showed, and I think the people was left impacted by that. I really do. So is it, what was, can you think of a highlight that, you know, out of the night that stuck with you?
Oh, wow. So many things. Doreen got up there. At first, my spirit was a little down, battling some things, and she, the laughter thing kind of lifted my spirit and it shifted me where I needed to be. Also, just the testimonies, everybody's testimony, and then the freedom that kind of broke loose when people started standing up and was free to really express what they were dealing with. So that made me, you know, the songs, everything just, it was like, if you think about something falling into order, everything just went together.
Yes.
So that's what I
I would call it a divine night as well. It was such a divine night and divine order.
Mm-hmm.
Everything went the way the Lord would want it to go.
Yes.
And he was glorified.
Yes.
If you notice, he was not only glorified through the author.
Yes.
He was glorified through the host.
Everybody.
He was glorified through the audience.
Yes.
I mean, everybody had something to add in. And then when April came,
yes.
the song, I Am Changing.
Yes.
Oh, my God. And,
yes.
hey, tell the listeners what you said to that when they asked you when you transitioned.
Mm-hmm.
When did you know you had transitioned? I love your answer. Could you give us that answer again?
Tell me again.
About the transitioning. When you said when they knew that mm-hmm. from the hurt and pain,
mm-hmm.
when you knew you had transitioned once you gave your life to Christ
mm-hmm.
and you had transitioned into who you are now.
Mm-hmm. You talk about in my poem.
Mm-hmm. About when you were just talking about how you're still changing.
Oh, yeah.
You're transforming.
I think it's going to be a lifetime of transitioning.
Mm-hmm.
We never stop growing. We never stop learning. There are certain times you may have strongholds or areas in your life that you may have to deal with. And like it's the woman in the Bible who she was consistent going before the judge asked him for what she wanted.
Mm-hmm.
So
the persistent widow.
You know, people will be like, we don't have faith. You didn't get that breakthrough yet.
Mm-hmm.
So there's some things you have to actually fight. You know, you have to put that word on it
mm-hmm.
long enough. You have to eat that word until, you know, you have to renew your mind. And then it's going to come, that particular thing that you're trying to deal with. And that's when the test will come to see whether you're going to deal with it the way God has taught you or whether you're going to submit back to the old way.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a lifetime of transitioning.
I agree. Well, Cinnamon, tell me this. I know it's called overcoming generational
mm-hmm.
curses.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So now that you addressed the curse
mm-hmm.
and you want to overcome it,
mm-hmm.
what can you give to the listeners an idea of how to overcome it, how to do away with it? I mean, is it binding, praying, fasting? What
mm-hmm.
would you have to say about that?
One thing I can tell the listeners is to not only repent of their sin,
yes.
but the Bible says to repent of the sins of your forefathers.
Yes.
So also repent for, because we don't know what the doors that they've opened. For my family, God kind of started showing me some of the doors that were open through, like, witchcraft and sexual sin and just, you know, disrespect. There's just a lot of stuff going on. And it came down from one generation to the next.
Mm-hmm.
And so, first of all, start there, you know, because a lot of times we're walking and operating in the same thing. So repent for your sins. Repent for the sins of your forefathers, you know. Command any demonic force that may have came into your life to try to make that, you know, cycle to continue to lead your life. And then you got to get to the point where you renew your mind.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but make sure you're a Christian first. Give your
right.
life to Christ because you want that power. Christ gives us the power.
Mm-hmm.
It's him. You can't do it in your own might.
Mm-hmm.
So first make sure that you've given yourself to Christ, you know, made him the Lord of your life, meaning God, I don't have all the answers. Just come in and live in me, you know, and do the work in me that you need to do. And then get in the word to renew your mind. Get in the word to renew your mind. That's the biggest thing I can tell people. If you don't renew your mind, you can go to church all you want to, but if you don't get your mind renewed, get your soul intact, your mind, will, your emotions,
mm-hmm.
you're going to repeat the same thing.
I agree. That's
mm-hmm.
that's really good advice
mm-hmm.
because I know that, you know, you people will say, yeah, we got things in our family and we're dealing
mm-hmm.
with it or whatever, but my generation didn't deal with it. I don't know how to deal with it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, take it to God,
and
he will handle it for you.
Yes.
Because I truly believe that we can cut off stuff for the next generation.
Mm-hmm.
It don't have to keep going on and on.
Yeah.
Now, tell me this. About the day when you got the revelation
mm-hmm.
that you received your power back,
mm-hmm.
you were no more timid. You were no more going to bow down and just let people do whatever they wanted to do.
Mm-hmm.
How did it describe that feeling
mm-hmm.
to me? How
it's
did
like
you feel?
A laughter. It's like a... If you think about Sarah, she laughed, you know, out of, you know, not belief in unbelief, but it's the same type of laughter, like, ha-ha, like,
mm-hmm.
this no longer has me. It's a freedom,
mm-hmm.
a laugh of freedom. You know, one lady said today, she knows it's no longer a cry of pain, but it's a cry of joy. So it's like you feel like this doesn't have me anymore.
Mm-hmm. You
cannot mess with me emotionally anymore. You know, you're not even going to get an emotional rise out of me with this anymore. So it's just,
mm-hmm.
it's pure freedom.
Wow. Mm-hmm. I know that's such a good feeling, because the Bible says, who the Son has set free is free indeed. Mm-hmm. And it's nothing like being able to walk in freedom, mm-hmm. and to know who you are, mm-hmm. and know who you belong to. And one thing I can say for sure is God is true to me time and time again,
yeah.
that I love you,
yes.
and I am going to take care of you.
Yes.
That's why I love Psalm 91. Yes. I like to hide under his refuge and yes. under his wing.
Yes.
I mean, because sometimes this life gets a little heavy.
Oof.
It yes. gets a little heavy. But now going forward, you know about these generation curses. You know the things that's been going on in your family line.
Mm-hmm.
Now, do you feel like you are equipped?
Mm-hmm.
to pass this on to your daughter,
mm-hmm.
and to teach her how to handle things so she don't get stuck into this
Absolutely.
Curse?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Right now, even as young, she has a lot of wisdom because I communicate with her. You know, things are going on within the family. Even if I do something to hurt her, I'll go back and apologize
mm-hmm.
to her
mm-hmm.
because I didn't have a healthy relationship with Mama.
Mm-hmm.
So now I want to make sure that I have a healthy relationship with her where we're communicating, she can communicate with me. You know, even, and she knows what life is about. So when life hits her, she doesn't cave in like I did. You know, she goes after it. She has a solid foundation. So I impart things into her early.
Yeah, I think that's
mm-hmm.
very important.
Mm-hmm.
Is your mom still alive?
My mom actually passed 2 years ago today.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So your other family members are in South Carolina?
They're in South Carolina.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So are you close with them now?
No. They actually, when the book came out, it actually got worse with them. As far as, because they really resented me for releasing the book as far as being free enough, you know, because remember I told you I was really timid.
Mm-hmm.
I allowed them to break me.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was like when I came out with the book, it was like, I can't believe she's actually strong enough to say
mm-hmm.
that. Like, you know, so it's like I took my power from all of them. So it's like, you know, they've done stuff from trying to get people to take my job from me. It's been a lot. It's
I'm
been
telling
hard.
You. It is power in the name of Jesus.
Yeah.
And It's wonderful. Your
mm-hmm.
book is called Overcoming Generational Curses,
mm-hmm.
and you are such an overcomer.
Mm-hmm.
It's great to see how you are now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I can only imagine. I've gone through that molestation thing, honey,
mm-hmm.
and I can imagine
yes.
how you feel, and I know that it'll send you on a downward spiral
yes.
into just really self-destructing. So to find yourself to be delivered
mm-hmm.
and to be able to go out and share with the world what God has done,
mm-hmm.
oh, that
yeah.
that right there within itself
yeah.
is just like all worth it.
It's all worth it.
It is all worth it. So are you planning on writing another book?
I am. I'm actually in the process of writing a workbook to generational overcomers.
Okay.
And what I want to do with the workbook is actually give families the opportunity to sit down if they have an at-risk issue, if they're having marriage problems, if they have an issues within themselves, actually be able to work through those issues, you know, step by step with themselves, sit down with your family, and, you know, if you want the help, it's out there. So that's what I want to do next.
I think there is. Are you single or married now?
I'm actually still single.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Are you looking to get married?
I do.
You would like a mate?
I would like to be married.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. And I think that's very good. I mean, because now you're ready, right?
Mm-hmm. I'm ready now.
Right.
I didn't have the maturity the first time, and because of my background, I actually married back into a family that was into witchcraft. I didn't realize it. So that when you talk about spiritual things being really connecting to
mm-hmm.
it, so I went and actually married back into a family of people and went back through the assaults with the spiritual realm with witchcraft all over again. Cycle was a cycle.
Wow. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
So people really need to watch that. I mean, you know, once you come out of a thing,
yes.
you know, you have to be careful
watch
not
it.
To be entangled again
yes.
in that, the Bible says.
Yes.
So that's good.
Mm-hmm.
And then, look, you've already lived that. So
yes.
you're living proof
oh,
that you can wind back up in the same situation that
right
you're striving and fighting to get
yes.
out of.
You have to watch the signs because
yes.
with everything, once you go through it, God gives us wisdom. So watch
mm-hmm.
the signs, because it's going to come again. It's going to try to come back into your life.
Mm-hmm.
But if you watch the signs and reject it, you know, the Bible says, submit
mm-hmm.
to the Lord and resist the devil.
Mm-hmm.
You have to, once you realize the signs, you have to cut it off.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that could be hard sometimes because of loneliness and all this other crazy stuff we be going through, wanting someone in our lives and all this stuff. But just cut it off once you see it.
That is awesome.
Mm-hmm.
That is awesome. Listeners, this is some good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you, meet the authors at the Residence Inn in Norcross was off the chain.
Yes, it was.
It was so good. And I'm telling you, God showed up in such a mighty way.
Yes.
I felt like angels was walking
all
up and down
really like
in
that.
The room with us. I'm
yep.
telling you. And
wow.
it was just like, it was, what do you call it, contagious.
Yes.
It was just like from one person to the next, jumping
yep.
from one table to the next table. Everybody was raising their hands, wanting to
mm-hmm.
say something, wanting to be a
yes.
part. And that is so good,
yes.
you know, because
yes.
God is calling so many new authors for this hour.
Yes.
And I'm just glad to be in the number. How about you, Cinnamon?
Me too.
So glad to know. You know that the songwriter says, whatever you're doing in this season, Lord, don't do it without me.
Yes.
So whatever it is, you know, that we could do, we yes. want to do our part.
Yes.
And I really feel like that's a good thing. Talk a minute about, I heard you say something about mentoring
mm-hmm.
Young kids.
Mm-hmm.
Talk a little bit about that so people can get to really know you.
Mm-hmm. Well, when I started a couple years back, I'm a sheriff deputy, and I started working in schools. And so I started working with the high school level. So I started a mentoring program called Joshua's Warriors. And what we do, we meet with the kids. We try to expose them to different trips, you know, come in every week and kind of get into their mind and let them have, like, a freedom of speech to kind of tell you what's going on in their lives and bring speakers in. So that's been a challenge. The recent program I have now also includes the parents because a lot of times what we're finding is that it is generational and a lot of stuff, the issues that they're bringing to the schools mm-hmm. coming from home. So I try to do, like, family mediation and you know, not only deal with the kids, but find out what the root. I'm big on the root
mm-hmm.
because if you can't get to the root, you're going to still have that tree there. So that's a huge part of what I do is mentoring and coaching, and I offer coaching to families, to individuals, to people with at-risk youth.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
so you do this out in your area in Columbia,
mm-hmm.
South Carolina,
mm-hmm.
but you're also available for bookings,
mm-hmm.
aren't you, to travel?
Mm-hmm. I'm available to travel. I'll travel anywhere. If you need a couple of days of conference or workshops, if you need just one day of coming in, speaking into you or to your women's group or whatever, I'm available to travel.
Okay. Can you give the listeners your website or
mm-hmm.
how they can get in touch with you if they want to book you or something?
Sure. You can find me on Facebook at Cinnamon Morant and Cinnamon Spice. As I go by Cinnamon Spice, you know, just kind of something I just came up with, but Cinnamon Spice. And then also my website is www.generationalovercomers.com. That's generationalovercomers.com. And I'm also on Twitter and Instagram at Cinnamon Morant.
Okay. And you heard Cinnamon say that she just kind of came up with Cinnamon Spice. Honey, nothing happens by just coincidence. You know that spice is there because,
yes.
you know, when you get to dipping and dabbing with these generational
yes.
curses, the witchcraft and all that kind of
okay.
stuff, it's some spice
it's
down
some
in
spice.
There. You get to dealing with them witches.
Yep.
Okay.
I deal with them
so
the
that's
spirit.
Good now. All right, now, you got some stuff to throw at them. She says she's spicy, and sometimes spicy ain't nice. Y'all know me. Y'all know I just say what I have to say, honey. Now, it is just so great, though, that you're doing the mentoring thing. I had to laugh, too, because you said you was a deputy sheriff.
Yeah.
I was a deputy sheriff for Fulton County Sheriff Department for 5 years. Baby, I carried that 357.
No.
Honey, it wasn't spice, but it wasn't nice either. But anyway, I just wanted to throw that in there, girl. So we got a lot
okay.
in common. You
yes.
hear what I say? And, honey, I done went in through my family, and I done slayed some spirits.
That's right.
When I came out with my book,
yes.
yeah, it was a lot of family members. They was upset.
That's right.
And I had my sister got the book and read the front of it, and she said, look, we need to talk. Because I had never told them I was molested.
Wow.
So when I put it in the book and everything, of course,
wow.
some of them called me about it
yes.
or whatever. You know, and I had told my mother about it and everything. My mother has passed, too.
Right.
But we got a chance to talk about all of it beforehand, you know. And a lot of times, you know, you when you get molested, a lot of times the children feel like their parents didn't do their job or their parents abandoned them or
mm-hmm.
their parents let it happen.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of times the parents are doing the right thing
mm-hmm.
and things still happen. So, you know, what would you have to offer to say to someone that may be there.
Mm-hmm.
I've tried to do everything I could
mm-hmm.
with watching my children, but it still happened.
It still happens. I can say one thing I had to learn as I grew older was kids, they take their anger out on the people closest to them.
Mm-hmm.
For my mom, when it happened to me and when my dad wasn't there, she was there. She was there, but I took my anger out on her. Rather than being angry at my dad. So the person closest to you, a lot of times, you have that anger towards them. So I would say to the kids, you know, if a kid is going through that, you know, don't be angry at the person who didn't do anything to you. Don't, you know, first of all, you need to deal with the anger. You know, get to a point of forgiving the perpetrator and know that that's their issue. That's the perpetrator's issue.
Mm-hmm.
Call the cops. If they did violate you, you know, don't be afraid. Even if they're a family member, don't be afraid to report it.
Right.
Because a lot of times that type of thing shuts kids down, you know, because we go into silence or we feel like, you know, we did something wrong or, you know, we don't want to get that person in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
We have all sorts of things. But even to a mom or dad who that happened to, you know, that's hard on the mom and dad too. You know, don't feel guilt or shame over it. Because
mm-hmm.
everything that Satan does wants us, he makes us feel like shame and guilt and dirty and unclean. So, you know, do whatever it takes to protect your kid. You know, stand beside them. If they tell you that, go all the way through with them until you prove that they, if you feel like they may be lying or whatever, that they come to you and say, someone has been touching me or someone violated me. You know, I see it so much where people say, well, my mom's husband or my mom's boyfriend touched me or whatever like that. And the mom was like, no, you know, they turn their back on the kids for the man. You know, so what I would tell them is that until you prove it different, stick by your kids.
Right.
Because they're the vulnerable ones. They're the ones who need the protection.
Oh, that's good. That is so good.
Mm-hmm.
You heard that, listeners. Until you prove it, stick by your kid.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because most kids are not going to come up with this wild story mm-hmm. that somebody did something to them
mm-hmm.
if it didn't really happen.
Right.
One thing about kids, you know, they're truthful.
Yes.
They tell the good and the bad.
Yes.
Even when you want them to shut up,
mm-hmm.
they going to tell it. So
mm-hmm.
stick by your kid.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Cinnamon, tell me about this. What would you say to those who say once you've molested or touched or violated,
mm-hmm.
you know, that there's a possibility that you would do that to your own children?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. That is a huge possibility. I've found that there are some people where they turn to homosexuality sometimes. Like a lot of my girls and my boys that I mentor, they started to like the same sex. And then I've had some where they do violate others. But if you're having those type thoughts, get help. I would consider getting spiritual help because I believe it's a spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Because it starts off with a spirit that comes and start entertaining thoughts, you know, trying to make you entertain thoughts. And deal with someone that's really into a deliverance ministry, because first the thing you need to do is repent. For the thoughts, you need to kind of get deliverance from the
right.
spirit,
mm-hmm.
and then get your mind renewed.
Mm-hmm.
If not, you're gonna act on it if mm-hmm. you keep entertaining the thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what would you say? Okay, this is the last question. What would you say to a young girl or a young boy that would say, "It was my fault. What did I do?"
Mm-hmm. It's not your fault. I don't care what people say. That drive or that desire, it comes within that person as the perpetrator.
Yeah.
You can do nothing. I don't care how short you wear something or it's something in them that's a craving. You know, the Bible says we're drawn and we're drawn out by our own lust and our
mm-hmm.
own temptation. God tempts no one.
Mm-hmm.
So it's their temptation. It's bad, but because they put whatever their issue is, they're really inflicted it upon you.
Mm-hmm.
But don't let that get to a point where you victimize them and make them feel like you are going to protect them and all kinds of stuff like that.
Right.
They're the perpetrator.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. And you're the victim and
They're the perpetrator.
That was some good stuff. Again, listeners, we are here with Cinnamon Morant from Columbia, South Carolina,
mm-hmm.
and she has written the book, Overcoming Generational Curses.
Mm-hmm.
And look her up. Get that book.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter where you live. You can send through it. She know what the postal service is.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, let's get that book. Can you tell them how much your book is right quick and we're gone?
$12 online, and if you come to my website, it's also $12.
Okay, thank you. Well, we enjoyed your sentiments. This is Rachel Miller again, and I'm your host. with Meet the Authors, and I'm also the host of Straight Talk and with the Crystal Chanel Show. We're out.
Oh my God.
Wow.
We can talk. Can we tell
you? Let's say
Crystal.
Crystal, you do this every week. You ain't talking to the world.